Part two, the Legends of Greyhound Hockey. My guest, Denny Lambert. We want to talk about his coaching career as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. Denny, again, welcome back to the broadcast.
Well, thank you very much, Bank. It's been a long time since I talked to you, so it's good to hear your voice again.
Well, Denny, after you finished off your final season in the hockey world, you became a coach, joined on with the Sioux Greyhounds in the 2003-2004 season. Marty Abrams was the head coach at that time. Talk about transitioning to coaching in the 2003-2004.
Well, you know what, that was a pretty easy process for me. It kind of started when I was playing, because I took over the ice time, and then I started directing all the practices, all the scrimmages that we were doing as we were training to go to training camp. So as a player doing all this, kind of a little bit of coaching in there already, right? So it was kind of, I started doing this stuff before, and I kind of knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. So when the chance came up, I was retiring. The position opened up there to coach with the Greyhounds, and, you know, I was coming home, and it made sense for me to join the, to get an interview in and was fortunate to go in there and work with Marty. So it was a great experience right from the day one.
Well, that season, later on in that season, Marty Abrams replaced as a coach of the Sioux Greyhounds in the 04-05 season. Craig Hartsburg, he came on board to coach the Sioux Greyhounds. What a change. Right from the start, the team started to gel and had some good success. Talk about your second year as an assistant coach with Craig Hartsburg.
Yeah, you know what, Hartsy had he was a player, and he had coaching experience in the NHL, and he came in with a game plan and very structured, and everybody knew it. Nobody was surprised when we did things, so he was very, very structured, and that was very important, and that's how he got the ship straightened out. You were going to play his way, and if you weren't, then you'd be out the door, and somebody else would be coming into play. So he was the boss. He was the guy that was making the calls, and everybody knew that, so that's what I liked about him. That's where I got to learn from him, is how to be structured and disciplined. And at the same time, what comes along that, you got to be a little bit fair too to people. So he was fair. Not he'd bark at you, but he'd also bring you back up. So I really liked working with Craig. He was one of my favorite times coaching with the Greyhounds.
I remember, Denny, in that season, I believe it was that 04-05, Craig Hartsburg took on the job as the World Juniors coach for the Canadian team. That allowed you and Toots Kovacs to kind of step up and run the team over the Christmas time there when Craig was away. The team had great success. Talk a lot about that.
Well, that was a lot of fun for Toots and I. As much as the team had to be structured and organized, his assistant coaches had to be structured and organized too, so we didn't drop a beat there. We just continued on, and actually I think we maybe lost one game or something like that. So just knowing that he'd be watching the scoreboard and all that stuff to us made sure we were sharp and ready. But again, just a great experience for him. We got to watch him at the World Juniors, and a great experience for Tuts and I, trying to, you know, get our feet wet with for me it was the head coaching, making all those calls, and that's kind of where it started to really, really interest me, where it was pretty neat to make line changes, line matchups, and how much the way you coach the team, it was going to have an impact on the game. So it was a great experience to get when he was at the World Juniors, that experience.
Denny, if you had to describe yourself as an assistant coach, describe yourself as an assistant coach, and then also describe yourself as a head coach.
I think that's a good question, because maybe that's something that would have played a different role in my career as a coach nowadays as I'm older. But I think as assistant coach, I could relate to the coach really well and communicate with him. At the same time, I could come to the player and relate to them, because I kind of had both sides. I had coaching experience, and then I had playing experience, and I knew what the players always were wanting or talking, so I had a really good relationship with them in that way. You know, so that was really good. I think as an assistant coach, they knew they could trust me with questions that they needed to ask, or if it was hard or you know, something simple. They knew and they trusted me that they come to me. At the same time, I would never veer from the coach's plan, which his message was mine was going to be the same thing. So I think there was it was a really good fit for me as an assistant coach.
And then
that's the kind of coach I thought I was somebody that they could trust and not a friend to them, right? Because you don't want to be a friend. You still got to be their coach and that, but at the same time, you got to let them know that. So they knew they could come to me.
After a couple seasons, Craig Hartsburg, he moved on. The team had some great success. Hartsy moved on back to the National Hockey League, and you were promoted in 2008-2009 season as the head coach of the Sioux Greyhounds. Talk about that honor, being promoted to head coach.
Well, that was the plan and the dream, and you know, you learn through your mistakes, and obviously if I was to go through it again, there'd be some different things that I would have done, but it was a great experience. I loved being a coach at the Greyhounds. Again, like I said, the fans were always supportive of me, and they always liked what I did, and, you know, the teams that I had, I really wanted them to play the right way. Same thing as Craig Hartsburg. You know, some people say I was too hard on the kids and all that, and so, you know, if I went back, I guess maybe change a little bit and lighten up and have a little bit of fun with them, a little more fun. But again, at the same time, I'm trying to tell these young kids that, hey, you guys want to go to the NHL, it's you got to be serious, you got to be ready. So, it was an honor. The fans always supported me. They even supported me as a coach, and a lot of them knew the hard time that I went through eventually. But you know what, today we all talk about it. Coaching was a great part of my life.
I know, Denny, you certainly did. You could see that you promoted that passion and work ethic that made you a player in the National Hockey League. That's what you tried to promote on to your players. Just to mention some of your fondest memories of coaching, maybe a story or two as coaching with the Greyhounds.
I think as a coach, you find out later on as you go through it. I think the biggest thing is seeing what these individual players, people become, whether they become a firefighter, whether they have three kids, whether they have a wife, whatever they're doing. I think making the National Hockey League, watching the guys go on and play a long career in the NHL, all those things are what makes coaching rewarding, and those are the things that I remember the best, is running into a player or skating with a player at the rink and seeing what they're doing now and seeing them grow, like, because you kind of become their mentor for as long as you have them, right? 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and it's nice to see what they do later on in their lives. And pretty much everyone that I've run into, we've had a great relationship always.
I know, Denny.
The kids grow up.
I know, Denny, on the bus, we chatted many times. You mentioned a coach that you had played under, Barry Trotz, was always a coach that I think you liked his style. Talk a little bit about Barry.
Yeah, I think what I really liked about Barry was he was a player's coach. At the same time, he made you accountable, and in a good way. So he was kind of a tough love guy, but at the same time, he was a player's coach where you wanted to play for him. So maybe put a Teddy Nolan, Craig Hartsburg put together. That's the kind of coach Barry was. And, you know, loved playing for Teddy. And obviously I would have loved playing for Hartsy too, because I like that part of it. So so that's probably what I really liked about Trotsky, is his understanding of how to talk to the players, how to build a relationship with them. At the same time, how we're going to forecheck, how we're going to play the game, how we're going to backcheck, how we're going to defend, all those things. So that's what I liked about Barry, and he played a lot for me. You know, there's one story with Barry. We were just moving in. We're coming from Ottawa, and I was changing all my bank accounts and all that, and everything was in Canadian, so it was a big transition. And he said, hey, man, anything you need, you need some money to get yourself going here, I can lend you some money and all that stuff. So he was just that kind of guy, right? He knew that it wasn't easy just to move from Canadian to American for the first time, and he was there to help out even those situations. So Barry is a great coach, great guy.
And Denny, your 3 years as a head coach, obviously that first year of the team was a total rebuilding stage. The team did not do that well your first season. The second season was much improved. Impressive record, 36-27-1-4, and the team finished fifth in the Western Conference and went into the playoffs against the Whalers and in the quarterfinals. Your third season, again, the team had lost a lot of players, and again, rebuilding stage. Unfortunately, that ended your head coaching career with the Greyhounds, and you went on to coach then after that in the Northern Junior Hockey League with, I believe it was the Batchewana Attack and the also the Sioux Thunderbirds. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know what? Like you said, like I said earlier, all hindsight, all stuff you look back on that you would have done differently. Like you said, the first year we knew we were in a rebuild. The second year, we overachieved, and that time, I'll say it now because this is the way I feel, at that time I think we made the mistake where we didn't stay with the rebuild. As you said, the third year we came back young in another rebuild. We shouldn't have never been in the rebuild. We should have been into year three. We should have traded the Muzzins, the Leonards, the Quinnells, the Nolans, guys like that. As right. much as it would have hurt us, it would have benefited us in year three, and who knows, maybe I'm still coaching today, but that was the big mistake where we made, where we had a little bit of success and we veered from the process of a 3 to 5 year build. We tried to do something in year two, and that was a mistake on all of our parts, I guess. So disappointing in that, but that's what I learned from that, and that's kind of what happened. And then, you know what, I could not get hockey out of my system. I was torn down after I got fired. You know, I was really, yeah. really devastated. But after I got through it and I started getting back into the rink and I started with the Botswana Attack, or I was doing stuff with my brother-in-law, Jeff Toms, and Connor. You're watching Connor now. We worked with him a little bit. And then I got back into some of the shoes on the versus coach last year. It all came back. Absolutely love it. Passion of mine. I get back into it. I'm trying scouting right now. But if there was something that opened up later on down the road, you know, locally here, I'd definitely be interested in continuing with hockey. It's just something I like doing.
You know, yourself, Denny, obviously honored. You had to be honored to be inducted into the Sault Ste. Marie Hockey Hall of Fame in 2015. Briefly talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's one of the most impressive things that I felt. You know what I mean? I'm a hockey player. That's what I'm born to do, and then to get recognized at it through Sault Ste. Marie to get into the Hall of Fame was very important. It was something that was missing from my career, and once I got that, it was kind of like, yeah, this is I've done the whole thing, playing, coaching, you know. So it was a huge part of my life to get inducted there, and I'm very proud of that moment. And like, yeah, and the other thing too is the other thing that I haven't talked about at all, but is very important to me. You know, I had a great supporting crew with my family, Denver Chase, and my wife Rhonda. They really, everything in hockey was a full board. They were all in, let's go, and my wife understood it, and I want to give her thanks and shout out that she was very important in all the stuff that we're talking about tonight.
Well, Denny, you know, I've had a lot of memories being involved with the hockey team when you and Hartsey involved in the coaching and Toots. We had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun on the bus trips, and I got to thank you. I'm sure the fans thank you for your memories as a coach. Good luck in the future. And also, one thing I didn't mention, joined on as a scouting position with the Sudbury Wolves. Briefly talk about that.
Well, it was one of those things where there was the Sioux Thunderbirds thing. Obviously, the group took over there, and they were going in a different direction, so there's nothing there. So I didn't have anything in hockey, and then Rob Papineau said, listen, Denny, why don't you try scouting and see what you think of it? And, you know, we'd love to have you on board with us. And I was like, you know what, this gives me a chance to get back in the OHL. I get a chance to go see players, get a chance to watch games. It's hockey, and yeah, so it's a new venture, I'm trying it out to see what it's like. So it's good. I got a great relationship with Rob, and we're going to continue on with that. And we'll see how the scouting goes. And like I said, if it's not that, then the hockey will open up again at some point, and we'll go from there. But again, like this is a big time for the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, and you know, with the late Angelo and late Lakenda, those guys were very important in my playing career and me as a coach, and like to reach out to those families and tell them thank you very much too.
Well, Denny, thanks a lot. We look forward to seeing you around the rink.
For sure, Spank. You know what? We might have some more of those bus trips. You never know. Cause, like I said, when I was coaching with Hartsey and myself and you guys around, we did have some laughs. It was a lot of fun, and I really miss those times. And like I said, great people. You guys were all great, and I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.